This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Shawn.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in that games media combined. I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify and other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculturists. Head over there, check out the tiers. It might be something there that interests you.
If you support us on Patreon, you can watch us record this show live. Get yourself a nice little sneaky link at any dollar value where you can watch us record this show as it happens. Also can be said for our wrestling show, The Young and the Wrestlers. But if you want to support in a more once-off fashion, head over to popculturist.com/shop. We can buy shirts like
none of these.
Nope. And other shit with our logos on it. We are also on a Twitch, twitch.tv/thepopculturists. And we found? Oh, the shirt.
Might be able to fit back into it.
So yeah. That one. For the players shirt. He's back.
I'm back. How did you go with the intro spiel?
Oh, horrible. Yeah. Both times. I think the first time took me 9 attempts and the second one took me 7.
Do you need me to like put it on a card for you? Whoa.
What the fuck? What's the Xbox Game Bar and why are you open? What just happened?
Yeah, nothing. I'll write it down for you. Next time I'm away, I'll give you like dot point.
Well, I have a I try to remember how it goes and I get it mostly, but it breaks the flow. Because I have to think about it. Like, we've done this so many times now that I can just do my part.
Mm.
I'm the back of my hand.
Yeah.
But the second that I have to think about it, look, because
it's like the one time when we changed your bit.
Yeah.
We changed like a sentence. It took us 15 minutes to get through the intro.
But because the same thing, because like when I, because I'm so used to doing, because I do the intro stuff for Young and the Wrestlers, like my brain got into wrestlers mode.
Mm.
So when I try sitting with Max, I'm like, and you know, the for the players, the double we push him. Nope. Had a bad time. How you been, man? For 2 weeks away.
2 weeks.
How's your kid?
My what?
Your kid.
Oh, Harley with her leg.
Yeah.
She's fine. Fucking dumb shit. Decided she'd skateboard. What, fourth time on a skateboard?
Mm-hmm.
Down a hill.
How big is the hill?
Pretty big.
Oh, well.
From the video I saw, because her friend was running behind her videotaping.
Fucking kids.
She fucking ate shit hard.
And is it a good stack, butt?
It's a good stack. But at the time, I had to be like the dad, like, what were you thinking? Like, how, you know, she's like, Dad, I'm just a teenager having fun. I'm like,
But your hip is damaged.
Knee.
Your legs are not doing well.
I think it popped out and popped back in.
Oof.
I was like mad swollen and purple and
yellow
and crutches and stuff. But, you know, she's all right. She's all right.
She's going to get back on the board?
I hope not.
Well, because, yeah, I made this.
People skateboard down hills all the time. I'm like, yeah, what Tony Hawk does after 50 years of doing it. This is your fourth time on a board. You can't even go straight.
You're still having that push wobbles. Imagine how you handle speed wobbles. Yeah. Oh, damn.
The video's actually really hardcore.
Yeah.
It'd fit on Reddit of like children falling over or something.
Ooh.
I get a lot of karma. Whoring out my kid for karma.
Man, I've stumbled across some cool subreddits. One of them was just called like people getting caught out for their bullshit.
Quit your bullshit.
Yeah, quit your bullshit. Yeah. Oh, love it.
It's nice.
Everyone's like, hey, here's a video. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Because that's like my favorite part of the internet.
I saw the other day some chick on Twitter, she was like, you know, I had to stop my friend from getting drunk with Elijah Wood, and Elijah Wood replies in the tweet,
nope.
That's just not.
But this is my favorite part. Like, I still think I should make that subreddit of
has anyone ever yeah,
and then it can be am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks Last of Us is a great game? No. Am I the only one that played the original Crash Bandicoot? No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the alternative is, has anyone ever played The Witcher 3? Can someone tell me?
Look, is it any
worth
good?
The $24 they're asking? Fuck up, cunt.
Yes.
Sorry. You started me on this, and now every time I see it, it's just like...
It's my biggest internet pet peeve. is these people that are pushing for that, trying validation. to get that validation yeah. response, which I understand. The internet is a giant validation thing. By extension is a validation thing.
If you want to talk about a game, just start the thread with, I'm thinking about buying The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Tell me some of your experiences with the game or something. Have the discussion. If you want to talk about the game, talk about the game, but don't phrase it as, you know, I just finished The Last of Us and I've got to say, I know I'm late to the party, but it's a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to elaborate on that, mate?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, like, are you ever going to respond to any of the comments?
No. Just give me my upload.
Just as that. Well, because that's the one thing I've noticed is like, all right, cool, you've started something. Are we going to have a...
But then they're never in the comments.
Yeah, are we going to have a strong conversation after this? Are we going to keep going?
Because open the dialogue. Like,
yeah, because I'll give you some thoughts, and are you going to respond to those said thoughts? Mm. And then we're going to have like a little bit of a chat.
No.
You never see him again.
Especially on, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Prevalent on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is
done. All these like Facebook gaming groups. It's just, EB Games has fucking God of War for $19. Is it worth it? Delete yourself.
If you want a Facebook group that doesn't do that, facebook.com/group/popculturist.
Yeah.
Because I'd stamp that shit down in a heartbeat.
I'm going to unironically post something like that on there tonight.
Cool. I'll add to it and be like, I've never played it myself. I just got to run with it. Fucking people. But I love by extension that you're mad at that now. That makes me happy.
It doesn't make me happy. It just makes me mad. And I'm perpetually mad.
I told Max this last week, but I tried to troll Reddit. Mm. A little bit, and didn't go well.
Well, like, as in troll didn't take off, or you got downvoted to shit?
Bit of both. And also, no one can take a joke.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to put the / S at the end of it.
Oh, if you're being sarcastic. Okay, that makes sense.
You could write it in the most sarcastic tone possible, but without that / S, you're asking for that blue.
Yeah, so you're aware of the wrestler Eric Rowan, right?
Yeah.
So I forgot that he was spelt with a K, so it's E-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Which I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So,
he's
heard,
not on TV enough to know.
He is now. He's pretty prominent now. Okay. Have you heard? You've heard of the Mandela effect, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which the entire phenomenon of the Mandela effect is misremembering.
Yeah.
So I made a post. I posted the picture because he's fighting Roman Reigns in an ODQ match at Clash of Champions on Monday.
Ooh, he has moved up the card.
He has. He's basically his fucking ass sent to by Roman Reigns. I posted that picture, being like, man. How long has Eric been spelt with a K, or is this some Mandela effect shit?
Mm.
The idea, you know, the joke being the Mandela effect is stupid. Mm. It's misremembering. I misremembered. Mm. There it is.
I get it.
Everyone's like, meh, meh. Look, fucking people claim that they're big ass wrestling fans and they can't even remember how to spell people's names right. Like Bailey spelt wrong, Ronda spelt wrong. No one can remember how to spell wrong. And everyone's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I spelt Mandela wrong in the headline on purpose.
Reddit.
And then one guy was like, he goes, look, I don't think it's a Mandela effect thing. I think it's the, you know, cross to man. Like, he kind of explains what Mandela effect is. Because Mandela effect, he's like, look, it's not a Mandela effect thing. It's cross dimension. It's two dimensions coming together and giving us. And he's like, but this guy fucking gets it. This guy gets it.
Yeah.
And like, so one guy understood what I was going for. And everyone else had the shittest time.
Communities are good until you go to their subreddit.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah, no, granted...
That's where the hardcore fans are, normally.
Yeah, like, granted, I was doing this in Squared Circle, which is, like, the Mark Central.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't take fucking wrestling unseriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I tried to have a serious discussion around that. I'm like, okay, if NXT is around, this is, I did this a while ago, with NXT coming to the TVs, that means they're technically a main show. Does the wild card rule exist for them? Everyone's like, fucking wild card rule. Bing, bing, nan, 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 nan. Like, it's a fucking conversation, you dicks.
Yeah.
Or the other one, if WWE Network is trying to go the tiered model, so, you know, it's a $9.99 and then $12.99, different paid structures, what would you guys like to see in that paid structure of the network if that was to be a thing? Mm. I'd want to see the following.
Mm.
Bing, 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 bing. I'm like, I didn't do it.
Not my decision to do this.
I'm just like, if they would, because they're going to do it, let's talk about what would make it okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Corporate shill.
Corporate fucks. Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. But yeah, what's you been, man? What's been going up to?
of Warcraft.
How is that going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What level are you now?
Alex is on it now.
Oh, no.
Last few mornings I woke up, he's already playing. He's already online playing. That's nice.
Is it a situation where he hasn't slept?
Not quite, but he's getting up earlier than usual.
That's promising.
Oh, two characters are a level 36 and a level 29.
Holy shit.
And that's with being away for 4 days for the wedding last week as well. So I went pretty hard.
Wow, yeah. You did go hard.
I pulled back a bit. Now that I'm back into the grind. Mm-hmm. You know, work and all that. But yeah, I went pretty hard.
How is it compared to, like, obviously, you know, when they're going back to the OG WoW, does it just feel better than the new stuff?
It's pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Like, the community is there again.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking, randoms are grouping up to quest, having chit chats, you know, making friends. Because it's not a solo game. You can't, well, I mean, you can solo it, but it's
very hard.
It's a lot easier if you socialize and stuff. Whereas the retail version now, just all by yourself. It's like a solo game, just with other people running around.
People there.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's very good. It's, the subreddit now actually has more active users than the retail one.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Do you reckon Classic will be supported then? For a long time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll see like Battle of Azeroth and...
No, well, what they want to... I think what they're deciding what they want to do in terms of, do we finish up the Classic with all the patches and then go to like the Burning Crusade?
Yeah, Burning Crusade.
Or
yeah.
Do we do like an alternate timeline where Classic has its own separate expansions and we just go a completely different way?
Shit.
So we can bring in the good stuff we've learned from retail over 15 years and not bring in the bad stuff and kind of just go in another way and keep the game going for another fucking 20 years.
Wow, that's actually a really good move, eh?
I think that's a good idea. That'd be fun.
That's genuinely impressive.
Yeah. It's a first.
Yeah.
In gaming, not PlayStation gaming. We're getting there, I know.
I know, that's fun.
No, it's good. It's good. It's fun just seeing the world is alive again.
Mm.
It's nice.
Yeah, damn. Mm. Damn. Mm.
I've never seen my friends list so populated. What are you looking at?
No, you've got to notice you're coming in a lot lower than I am.
I'm on a sugar crash, so I'm probably not projecting.
Ah, see, I'm a rocking sugar right now. I'm like, hey! Can you smell the sugar in the air?
I can. I smell it on your teeth. I want to lick him.
What else have you been playing? Have you been playing any of the PlayStation-y thingies?
I bought Final Fantasy VIII Remastered.
Uh-huh.
Looks good.
Yeah?
I like the things they add to, like, because it's a very... I think they did it with Final Fantasy IX as well, the Remastered, where it's a very slow game, you know, combat takes ages, and there's, like, you'd push both the joysticks in and time speeds up by like 4.
Like a turbo mode.
So like
something.
If you're just running from here to here, you can go in turbo mode. Doesn't break the game. You're just getting there quicker. You're walking there anyway. You know what I mean? Mm. Stuff like that. You know, combat, you can go turbo mode and just mash X just to kill the enemies. You could have like, I think there's like an invincible mode just if you just want to play it for the story and not worry about anything else. So I like those little things I've added just to make the walking a bit less, and you can turn off random encounters as well, because there's nothing worse when you like take a step and it's like
like Zubats,
and then like it's like Mount Moon.
Oh,
permanently Mount
fucking
Moon.
Mount Moon.
No, it's good. I played it for 5 hours, but all I did was play Triple Triad, which is the card mini game, and then after 5 hours of progress I went on a losing streak and lost all my good cards, but I hadn't saved, so I'm basically ready to restart the game. Because nice. I can't come back from where I fell with my card games.
See, I never played the demo of 8. Like, I never played the full release.
Mm.
So I know there's one particular section of 8 well. Mm. But I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's just the intro.
Yeah, like you're there's a big bridge. You know, and then you got to, you know, I don't know, I just used Efret a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a castle cool. And there's a bridge. And I remember.
Sure, that's not like the end boss castle. It's the only castle I remember with the bridge. Anyway.
Spoils on the demo.
Game's good. I'm keen to keep playing it.
Yeah.
At some point.
I mean, yeah, you're really going down this like nostalgia route right now, aren't you?
Well,
classic,
Final Fantasy,
and not 8.
Yeah,
and,
you know, Slipknot and Tool just brought out a new album. Yeah.
Oh, how is it? How you found the new Tool album? Is it worth the 13 years?
15.
15.
15? Yeah, I think 15. It's good.
Mm.
It's good. It's Tool. I probably would have liked one more, a bit heavier song. This is a bit more like structured, I guess.
Like more prog rocky than prog metal.
Well, they've always been pretty progressive. This is very progressive.
So I meant prog rock and prog metal. Like there's like a
I just mean like there's a structure to, like, you know, tune at the start, the drum rolls come in, and then it builds up, and then it kind of goes, and then it comes back down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's no like big punchy song on it, which is fine because they've got plenty of big punchy songs. I probably would have liked one more, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It beat Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah,
because it came out the same week as Taylor Swift's new album. Fucking obliterated her, and all her fans are like, "Who is Tool?" on like Twitter and stuff. Like, I don't know who these people are. Why are they up there? That's pretty funny.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? And then Korn had a new album this week as well.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet. I
never listened to a lot of Korn anyway. So
single, I think it was called Cold.
Mm.
It was pretty good.
Nice. Oh, well, speaking of this, I went to the Static X show.
That was a while ago.
It was like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've caught up since then.
No, we did.
We did?
We did the show after it.
Sweet. No, we're good then. I forgot. I don't know what we did. Time is confusing to me, Josh.
Mm. It's funny to think it moves in a linear fashion.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I think it's confusing to me.
We could investigate further, but I won't.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
I have the time. I don't have the willpower.
I've been playing a lot of Borderlands 3 this week. Well, not a lot. I've only had it for a couple of days, but we'll talk about that in the main part of the show. Other than that, I've been pretty low key on the games. It's been,
You were playing COD when I got here?
Yeah, so we'll be playing the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare beta.
Have you talked about that?
No, I haven't actually.
How's that fit into the last timeline of the 2 weeks?
So I downloaded that yesterday. So what happened is, so this weekend, they're currently having a closed beta, followed by a couple of days open, and then open again next week, I think it is. So,
The usual structure.
So I was on Reddit, and some guy's like, hey, here's fucking 10 closed beta UK codes. I'm like, oh, we count under UK. Yoink! Like, thanks, random fuck on Reddit. You're a champ.
Did you give him an upvote?
I gave him an upvote, of course. If I had rewards, I'd give him an award.
Ooh.
I'd be like, you know what? Thank you, mate. You're a champ. So the mission, like, from the looks of it, what I've played, it's not team deathmatch or anything. It's this. It's kind of like what's it called? A control point.
What are they called?
Not domination. Where it's like, hey, here's a thing. You know, claim capture the flag almost, but not. What is it called when there's a thing and you got to go protect the thing and it goes bing, you've protected the thing and the thing moves and then you've got to go to that new point.
Oh, okay. I know what it's called.
I can't remember. I brain farted so hard on what it's called. I think it's called control point. Makes sense. So there's that, which is cool. Couple of minor things. It does got that heavier feel to it, but once you have to put a whole lot of time with it, you can close doors behind you.
Ooh.
Minor change.
Ooh.
It's not massive, but it's like you could normally be like, oh, but there's people in that building.
I never really thought, but all the COD maps never had doors.
Yeah, all the doors were open. You could touch them.
It's always open. I never thought.
Cool
that thing. Copying Fortnite. Fuck.
A little bit. Well, because
I'm sure Fortnite didn't invent opening and closing doors.
On top of that, although it wasn't playable here, they do have that new super realistic mode.
Mm. One bullet deaths and shit.
Yeah, one bullet deaths and stuff like that. So in the beta, there is a night vision mode where it's like a straight up night map and you have to have your night vision. So if you don't, you can't see a fucking thing. I'd love to see it. I'm going to give that a go. That'd be fun.
That sounds cool.
Although my hype for Modern Warfare is moderate low because it's where it exists.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm going to rush out of my way to pick it up.
I'm just more interested in the campaign this time around.
Same,
really.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'll probably wait till it's like $40.
Yeah, if I can wait till it comes out a little bit cheaper, I'll probably jump on there. Now, although we've got, you know, Activision contacts and whatnot, rarely we ever won with them, so I don't really try. But yeah, the campaign has me intrigued to see where they're going with that. But yeah, it feels like more Call of Duty. It doesn't.
I feel like we say that every year.
Yeah.
Because we do.
Yeah. And that's probably something here. Like, this map is... the map that I played was more of a, like, what felt like a Middle Easty Afghanistan sort of area. So that way it did feel very similar to the old Modern Warfare's, because that was sort of set in that Middle Eastern environment for a lot of it.
I'm sure that's the idea.
Yeah, and that I like, you know, because we're not like futuristic trash, which is cool.
World War 1 and 2, just again.
Yeah. Like I said, like...
How many times can we do D-Day? Fucking hell.
Like, Call of Duty did do something absolutely amazing with 4, with Modern Warfare, and... It's a real shame that they got so far away from that, that they have to essentially soft reboot it.
Mm.
But
they couldn't have kept doing that every year at the same time. They
exactly. It would have burnt out even harder again.
But
yeah.
Now it's been long enough that they can kind of return.
Yeah, it's that what's old circle. Is new sort of thing. Yeah. That full circle. Yeah, I'll check it. I'll probably play some more over the week. I'll probably have some more thoughts about it next week.
Cool beans.
Don't make me bothered. But yeah, other than that, man, I just don't play. I don't play much games anymore.
No.
Because like Monday, I'm normally chilling because I'm fucking exhausted from the week before. Tuesday is Raw.
Mm.
Wednesday is streams. Didn't do a stream this week. I was over at Dash Culture doing a show with Dash. Go check it out. Thursday is Young and the Wrestlers. Friday, that's when I die.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday, we're here. So I'm not really having a lot of time to fit games anymore these days. What's going on? Fucking wrestling. Taking over my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strange.
Before we do get into the news, though, speaking of news, I did mention this last week, and I should have done it at the start of the show. But, you know, pop culture is coming to PAX again this year. Josh is unsure.
I'll be there for
He'll be there for one of the days.
Maybe two. I don't know.
Maybe, yes. Yeah,
I don't know yet.
So yeah, I'm staying in the city the whole weekend. So I'm staying there from Thursday through to Sunday.
I would have stayed in the city, but it cost me $250 to put my dog away in a kennel.
Yeah.
What for the wedding? Sorry, I got no money.
Yeah. Well, so if you
had many money, now I have no money.
If you do decide, the room that we had has suited for four people. And there's only three of us.
Dylan's two people though.
He is two people. But if you want, on the Thursday night or the Friday night, whatever you want, the option is there.
I was remembering when we went to Sydney and there was like the two single beds in a room. Yep. And like me and Dylan were in one and I ended up sleeping on the couch.
when we realised that couch was a fold-out bed.
Yeah, that was good. It's like I had my own room tucked around the corner there.
Yeah, so like the big difference here is like the hotel has a car park. It's like I'm going to hike some of the pod gear in so we can do it properly while we're there and have some fun.
I have a bit. Shout out to my guild in WoW, actually. Every hour in chat, one of the officers in caps lock goes, "Posture check!" Because I'm always like this, playing. So there was a day where that officer wasn't online, and at the end of the night I was like, "Oh, fuck." Because I got a big desk like this, even longer, because Alex's computer's next to mine, so I'll like have my feet up on the desk like this and stuff. And yeah, the posture checks are really good. Posture check! See the whole chat just go, "Oh, thanks, man."
Oh, shit. The reason reason I brought up PAX, A, you'll get excited. Blizzard are going to be there. In full force, apparently.
That's before Overwatch shit, probably.
Oh, I'm sure WoW stuff will be there as well. They always do. But one thing I'm just here to chill, because on the Saturday night, I am returning to the party mode panel. So I'll be on stage playing games. Ooh. Now, as far as I'm aware, I am on the team with friends of the show, Paul James. And we'll also include our good friend, Kat, from Player 2, HQ.
Mm-hmm.
And we know her from other means. Mm-hmm. And who else is going to be there? Ashley from Explosion Network will be there. John O'Peck, I believe, will be there. Another alumni from here. Yeah, so it should be a good little play. So it's on the Saturday nights, 8:30. I don't remember which theatre. I'll find out later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's that. PAX. Fun.
Cool.
Fucking hard for PAX. Getting excited.
Fucking making it. Make sure you throw these bad boys out.
Yeah, I got some sexy new business cards.
Yeah. The alliteration is impressive. The Pop Culturist, Personalities, Podcast, PlayStation, and Pro Wrestling.
It's what we do. It's what we make.
And poop.
I should put poop on there.
No, probably not.
No. All right, that was the news. This section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation News.
Nothing happened this week.
It sucked anus this week. Unless you want to talk about Death Stranding and how it's not even really a game anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I come in, I'm like, I got two things. And you're like, and Ryan's like, no, let me have a look. And I'm just watching him, just scrolling through. I'm like, And you're like, damn.
Like, I'm not calling you a liar, Josh, but fuck.
Number one, Naughty Dog is hosting a media event for The Last of Us Part 2 on the 24th of September. Supposedly, this will provide press with a fresh look at the game. There was also this week a behind closed doors preview for GameStop employees.
That's right.
However, with this news, rumors of another PlayStation-related event have appeared, which is apparently also taking place the same week. The ever-reliable Zuj EX says that The Last of Us Part 2's media event isn't the only Sony event this week, the week of the 24th of September, teasing that the Japanese giant has more for us. Right now, the most common assumption is there'll be a new State of Play broadcast, and if that does turn out to be the case, that's probably where The Last of Us Part 2 will be shown publicly.
Well, because last week we did talk about Tokyo Game Show, which is now, or just wrapped, I guess, and how Sony were kind of there but not there, and they're not really doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
So what? Do you think there's a chance that we're going to get a State of Play here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
It's been a while. I mean, they were touting it as their new, like, thing.
Yeah.
And we've had two.
Two.
And it's been 2 months since the last one?
Minimum. Minimum.
2 or 3 months. So I think we're due for one. I reckon we'll get one for this, for The Last of Us Part 2, and then we will get... I was going to say another one for the PS5 reveal, but they'll probably do that at PSX.
Well, as of right now, they still yet to confirm whether the PSX is even happening.
Oh, well, there may be another one for PS5 reveal.
And that makes me, like, that's for me, that makes me wonder, like, is there going to be a PSX? Like, everyone's made the assumption there is going to be. But, yeah. So, do you think our original predictions of a February release date for The Last of Us is still correct? That puts it... 3, 5, 6 months from now?
Assuming Death Stranding makes date, yes. Which it won't. There's no way it's coming out in December.
November.
November?
Yeah, it comes out in 2 months.
Not a chance. I really don't believe it's coming out. And if it does, I hope everyone is incredibly disappointed with the end result.
No. We've had this discussion before. You know,
you just don't get it.
You just don't get it, Josh.
You don't understand how Kojima does things.
Kojima is a fucking genius, and all it shows is that you are not smart enough to understand what he's trying to say. I'm not going to explain to you what it means because I don't have time. It's up for interpretation, and who am I to justify myself?
You need to form
to you
your own opinions on the game.
Yeah. And then when you collate your opinions, let me know.
And I'll tell you why they're wrong.
And I'll tell you mine.
And why mine are better than yours.
Yeah. He's an auteur, Josh.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. piece of shit. You are worse than Hitler, the internet.
I reckon, Feb is a fair call if Death Stranding comes out. If not, then it'll be like 3 months after Death Stranding.
Yeah,
I think it'll stay there. So if Death Stranding ends up in January,
April.
Then April for Last of Us. That's my mindset.
I think we've both expressed very similar dates on that. I think it's still certainly the case. I do wonder what else they can show in this state of play. I think they're too far away from what could be PS5. Like, we know it's in existence, but I don't think that they're ready to drop too much fact on it.
Whatever Guerrilla Team 2 is working on.
I would think they'd wait that for PS5. Like, PS5 is coming, and here are some of the games you'll expect. And they're like, fucking Killzone, whatever. You know, yeah, like,
because I reckon they've got a main
rip their
team
dick
on
out in that
Horizon
trailer.
2,
But
they, I think we reported I read it somewhere. They have a second team.
That is true. Yes,
undisclosed something.
The presumption is Killzone.
Yeah. But still, Ghost of Tsushima in the mix as well.
Insomniac will announce Resistance. Now that they're part of the family,
I just want I'd love a Resistance collection.
Yeah,
you know? All three.
Yeah, put that in the state of play. There you go.
What's not the word? Not remastered. What's remastered. The other word? Yeah, remastered. I was thinking.
Yeah, remake is. You know what that? You want a remaster?
Just remastered.
Yeah.
Just so, because I never played them.
Yeah,
so
that'd
be cool.
I have the first one somewhere.
I have all of them. I've never played them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still want to pull my PS3 out. So much effort.
Backwards compatibility. Wow.
Yeah, if backwards compatible on that PS5, I'm playing that shit hard.
That'll be backwards compatible with PS4, not PS3.
Two and one, maybe.
Yeah, PS3 will just be like the redheaded stepchild outside in the rain.
Yeah, PS Now. Still not announced for Australia, but, you know, we've reported.
With cell shading getting all wet and shat on. Stupid. Number two, Capcom has officially revealed Project Resistance, a 4v1 asymmetrical PvP game where four players work together to escape the clutches of a player-controlled mastermind. A closed beta for Project Resistance is scheduled for early October. Project Resistance is a new Resident Evil spin-off that takes place on the outskirts of Raccoon City. Similar to games like Friday the 13th and Dead by Daylight, the four survivors characters are controlled by players who must work together to escape three levels, all while overcoming the zombies and traps placed by a fifth player who's playing as the mastermind. Closed beta will be between October 4th and 7th. Interested players can sign up for the beta until the 19th of September on the official website. These games are becoming very prominent.
Yeah, so...
There's a Predator one coming out as well.
So we touched upon this last week with Max a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was before a lot of information got super locked down.
Mm. That's all confirmed.
So. But it's all confirmed. Gross. I'm not playing. Yeah. I was like, asymmetrical, like multiplayer. Anything that forced them to play online only? No. Nah.
Was Evolve was before its time, maybe.
I think Evolve was. I think
now that's like one of the most popular genres.
Yeah. Like Friday the 13th.
And everything like that. You know, we're getting more of it. But maybe having Resident Evil on the thing will.
I think it might help. I think might be enough. Like RE7, it was brilliant. RE2 remake was brilliant.
Mm. They're on a good streak.
Mm.
With that.
Yeah, no, it's funny because, like, once again, Kat, who is a personal friend of ours. Mm. She's the one of the PR representatives for Capcom here in Australia. And it was funny because when I posted the teaser in the group, she's like, "Whoa, please don't take this as I know anything because I don't know a thing."
I just do PR.
She's like, "They haven't told me yet." But yeah, so, because I talked about last week being not super stoked on it because I'm not a big fan of that forced multiplayer stuff. I don't have fucking five friends to play online with, so that's questionable. Mm. I'm just anus at multiplayer.
The mastermind idea sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pitched, the way I read it, is it's not an actual person in the game trying to get you.
They're external to the game.
They've got the top down view, and they're like, "I'll put a trap here and, you know, zombies here or whatever."
And you can control Mr. X.
Can you?
Yeah, which would be cool. The big tyrant.
Yeah.
That part makes me excited. Because that guy's a fuckhole in two.
Yeah, so that's Resident Evil.
Yeah, if it comes our way, I'll give it a burl. Mm. But it's not my primary interest of games.
Top selling games for weekending last week. Number 10,
Still Control. Awesome.
What?
Still awesome. Control is still awesome. Fan? Oh, yeah. Platinum that bad boy.
Did ya?
Yeah, I did. I don't think I talked about it on the show. I got a Platinum for Control.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's two Platinums this year?
That's two Platinums this year.
Wow. That's 100% more than last year.
Hey.
200% more than last year.
No, I got Platinum last year. I got God of War last year.
Oh, that's right.
Because I got Spoods and...
Oh, yeah.
Control this year.
Number 10, Control. Number 9, Crash Team Racing. Number 8, Minecraft. Number 7, God of War. Number 6, Man of Medan. Number 5, Wreckfest. Number 4, Monster Hunter World. Number 3, Spider-Man. Number 2, Catherine Full Body Edition.
Mm.
Okay. Number 1, NBA 2K20.
Now, we need to play some more Man of Medan.
Apparently, it's not great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't played it since you were here.
Yeah.
And, hey, we've got to review it. Sorry, Bandai. Coming.
I've been away. I'm very sorry. Yeah, apparently it's very mixed.
Yeah.
Not quite as critically well-recepted as Until Dawn.
Yeah.
But I haven't read anything. That's just...
Me either. I've
general
not...
General consensus that I've seen. I'd like to form my own opinion on it.
I've intentionally stayed away. Yeah. I was going to go and make my own single-player version, but noticed the game obviously would be still very similar.
Mm.
I'm like, I kind of want to enjoy it with Josh.
Yeah. No, we'll get to it. I want to form my own opinion on it. And Catherine Full Body Edition, I forgot completely.
Yeah. Did you play the one on PS3?
No. But it's by Atlas.
It is
now my
the personas,
my waifus.
Yeah.
So I am keen as a bean.
Well, as I said, speaking,
I don't know if it's like I can, like I don't know what's involved in the game. So can I play it when Alex is like chilling on the couch next to me? Because I'm thinking probably not. Because it seems pretty sexual.
Well, have a chat to Dash. Mm. You should have Dash. You don't have Twitter anymore.
I don't have anything. I deactivated Twitter, Instagram. It's all gone.
Well, if you go to dashgamer.com, Dash his review there.
That's how I do things the old school way.
Yeah. So yeah, Dash.
Comment sections on websites.
Yeah, he loves it because he's a big Persona dork as well.
No, I've read about it. Like I know what the game is.
He said, but in terms of it from its original PS3 version, it's improved. It's visually improved. They've added more to it. It's actually almost a better game now. In the same way that like Persona did with Golden.
Mm.
This is in that same boat. Like, it's the base, but more. And
my question is, it safe for a 10-year-old to observe? And I'm guessing probably not.
I'm sure there's probably some anime titties in there. So, speaking of anime titties, so at work, so a lot of the guys and girls that come to our programs, big fans of the anime.
Mm.
And I make fun of them endlessly
because
fucking anime.
Nothing wrong with anime.
I'm a wrestling mark, so like, yeah. What can I do?
Wrestling is like.
So
redneck anime.
Yeah, it is. Redneck anime. So I hang shit on them all the time. And I'm like, look, isn't fucking anime just like titties and upskirt shots?
No, you're thinking of hentai.
No, I was loading up something here because I know what hentai is. I was just loading something up. And they're like, it's not that bad. I'm like, fine. Pull up fucking Crunchyroll, pull up Anime Lab, and let's go through them and let's take a look.
Mm.
You know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm like, pander to me. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, entertain me.
Mm.
Do this. Prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They pull it up. I'm like, what about that one? Oh, it's a bit inappropriate. Like, oh, really? This one. This show is called Bras and Panties.
I mean, yeah. You'd assume a show called Bras and Panties has
like, yeah, bras and panties. I was intentionally pulling shows out, like ones that came slightly erotic. They weren't even anything dirty. Just like, that sounds dirty.
So you were trolling.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But they were like, anime's not that bad. I'm like, look at the ladies in this picture.
While attractive... It's proving my point.
And I said, I'm like, look, Paris, I know this is your Anime Lab account. May I borrow the password so I can further understand these guys more? He's like, you're looking at titties, aren't you? I'm like,
maybe.
I thought about it. You know, he's like, I'm going there for the articles.
I'll watch it for the story.
But yeah, no, anime is just straight up tits. That's all it is. Not really. That's actually good stuff in there. Like, I remember watching like Van Helsing back in the day. Was really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon.
Pokemon's some questionable boobies in there.
Yeah, if you go to Reddit, the fan art Pokemon fan art section of Reddit.
Oh, dude, I fell into.
How old are these girls in the cartoon again?
Because a lot of the ones I keep finding are all like, I know they're straight up bullying subreddits.
Mm.
And it's just like, here, look at all this dumb shit that I found on people's profiles.
Mm.
It's like, this is all like, you know, calling people out on their bullshit. You know, like sad cringe. And what is it? I found this one. It was just like, here's a collection of all the cringiest, worst fucking furry shit I could find.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Hours.
I was like, wow. I really don't understand furries.
Yeah, but the cringe subreddits make you feel pretty good about yourself, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, that sucks to be him.
It's not me. Well, because the furry thing I understand, it's an identity thing. It's like you can't identify with you as a human. So, you know, you like animals. There's traits in animals that you might like better than actual fucking people.
And there's furries and then there's yiff.
Yeah, it's the yiff stuff that I found. Yeah. Like, I, you know, furries I'm okay with. That it's like, hey, look, this is just part of... my identity.
Mm.
I was like, cool. And then there's the year stuff, which is like, we're gonna plow each other in these suits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
hell for me.
Like,
yeah.
I found the whole part of the internet that made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
uncomfortable. It's like, oh, this. I'm like,
that's where that big negative connotation comes to furries.
Yeah,
people associate yiff and furry as the same thing, which they're not.
Which they are not. No. I don't know how I got there.
Not that I'm an expert in the field.
No, but you know. You have enough knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to Reddit.
Yeah, thank you, Reddit. Mm. But yeah, no, like the amount of like sexualized fox women is confusing me. Mm. I'm like, who's ever looked at a fox? Be like,
and then you realize because it comes up in like the popular feed, and then you look at the subreddit, it's like, oh, there's a whole subreddit dedicated to this.
Yeah. Oh, I found one. Because obviously everyone knows about incels, right? Like this whole involuntarily celibate
incel tears.
Yep. That made me an incel tears, but I found an incel one that made me laugh very hard. I say that because there would have been a window of time where if the right circumstance would happen, I would probably fall into that incel group. Yeah.
For sure.
If some very certain circumstances didn't happen throughout my life, I would guarantee be in
if
that
it was me
10
years ago in yeah. this current time
period, yeah, I would be on that fucking
I'd
thing.
I'd be
so
on
hard.
The spectrum.
Yeah, I'd be so tempted to be in that, be one of them. I found the female version.
Oh, really?
Fem cells.
That's fucking hilarious.
And fascinating. Fascinating. Like, incels are fascinating as well because they're wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, fem cells, just as fascinating because they're also wrong.
Why don't they all hook up together?
That's what I thought.
Just make, like, a conjoined subreddit.
Yeah, and then be no cells. Just, like, join together, bang. You know, if your concern is you're, like, super ugly and no one wants to bang you, this guy's super ugly too. Bang him.
Yeah.
It's but the problem like with incels.
A dating app of, like, yeah, fuck cells or something.
But the stereotype of the incel is that they're, you know, like they believe that they're like a 2, but they'll only go higher than a 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So in terms of the horrible rating system of women. But like that's from the consensus that I read, that's what it came down to. Like, I think I'm a 2, but I'm not going to bang a 2. No. I'll only bang a 7 up.
Who's a virgin?
Yeah. Who's a virgin? Loves me for me. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Actually, some of the stuff on the like the incel stuff is really fucked up.
It is like really like I'm looking at the fun at the lighthearted stuff.
Yeah.
When it gets super toxic masculinity,
yeah.
That's I'm like, that's not funny anymore.
I'm out.
No, that's just fucking horrid. Fun's and gross. Over. Like yeah, the ones that I find is someone people just collect all the worst, most embarrassing shit, and that therefore it tends to skew funny. Yeah,
it's like 10 kids playing a game at a family party until someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
you go stand over there. It's like, okay, it's not fun anymore.
Because like, if I went to the actual incel subreddit, like that wouldn't be very fun. But these are the ones where we're like, hey, let's make fun of them. Let's bring it all into one spot. So like, let's only bring the funniest shit.
Yeah.
Like none of this really abhorrent hate speech. Yeah. Just the funny stuff.
Yeah, there really is a subreddit for everyone.
I know it's amazing. And like, the other one that I found that made me chuckle. Was I'm not like most girls.
Yeah.
You know, I think because in that one, the whole idea of it is like, the idea that
I'm
you know,
so quirky.
I'm so different for these reasons. But like, the thread's adapted to not just girls, and it's dudes as well in there now. So I'm giggling at the dudes being like, I'm not your regular dude. I'm like fucking cars and fishing and shit. I like, you know,
I'll make you dinner.
Yeah. Like, I'll make you dinner and treat you respectfully. It hurts me so much. It's awesome. Like, I know I shouldn't, because like, that's the worst part of the internet. Everyone just ragging on each other, and I shouldn't support that. We've talked about read a lot in this show. Mm.
I do enjoy browsing roast me every now and then too.
Oh, see, that's too much for me.
Small doses.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to the comments and it's like, that is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
How did you
think? Yeah, Facebook has moments of brilliance like that.
It was like, there's this chick and the comment was like, I'll bet your parents live further apart than your eyebrows. Just little shit like that. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, we shouldn't.
But
support
that's
that.
Voluntary, though.
You yeah.
Asking to be roasted.
But yeah, like something like when.
But then there's another one called Toast Me.
Oh.
Where something really good happens to you.
Oh!
Like, oh, you know, congratulations. That's awesome. You know,
that
that's
I
so
like.
Good.
That is cool. Yeah,
it's the opposite of roasting.
Yeah.
Toast Me.
See, like, obviously, Roast Me, you put your own picture up there, but like, some people are funny. Like, that kind of like comment is funny banter.
Mm.
But then people are just like, you know, fuck your fucking face. You're hideous.
I hope.
You're a hideous chud.
I literally hope you die.
Yeah, I hope you die. Like, that's not fun.
No.
Like, there's this sense of ribbing and self-deprecation.
Yeah. Everyone's there just for a laugh.
Yeah.
You know? The elbow in the side.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway. So
like every time I call, like, Dash a weeb or make fun of you for liking Persona.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You like Persona.
Yeah.
Persona was a good game.
I'm proud of
you. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for, like, 20-something hours.
Mm. Which is impressive for you.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Anyway. That's it for the news and Reddit. As Ryan has a chat to the players about Borderlands 3.
I think we made up they're not having much news this week.
Yeah, and this week in Reddit news.
This week,
here's what I browsed.
Yeah, here's the Reddits I found this week.
Pop-C Reddit recap. There are YouTube channels that live off Reddit.
I imagine there would
they
be.
They just like get the top 10 posts of cringy subreddit and make a YouTube video out.
Well, isn't that what the entire place where all like that creepypasta and shit took place? Wasn't that in like subreddits?
Yeah. Anyway, Borderlands 3.
Yeah, so thank you to 2K Australia. I have spent the last 2 days with Borderlands 3. Mm. Now, you played a lot of Borderlands back in the day, didn't you?
I consider myself fairly well acquainted with the series.
I played a lot of 1, didn't play a lot of 2, didn't play pre-sequel.
I played a lot of 2. I finished 1, but I definitely played more 2.
Yeah.
Like probably 100 plus hours in 2. So I never finished 2.
Yeah.
Because I kept changing class and stuff.
So I'm going to need you to ask me lots of questions from your Borderlands history. All right. So this is your Borderlands. 7 years since Borderlands 2, if you exclude the pre-sequel, because it was made by 2K Australia compared to... Gearbox story HQ. Continuing. Yes, it it is a continuation story. Universe. Yes, it actually includes Tales of the Borderlands too.
Yeah, I saw that. That's wicked.
Yeah, so there's these characters I've never seen before, because last night I was playing with Reese and Vaughn and all those sort of guys.
Yeah.
So that's funny. Mm. So if you play as Tales, you're like, cool. Because I'm super early, I probably put like 5 hours, if not less, into it. So, like the start of it, you're on Pandora as always. So it kind of looks the same. It's like, okay, it's Pandora, because you've seen Pandora in 1, 2, and whatever. I've now just repaired a spaceship, so I'm now going to this new planet called Promethea, which I believe is new because it has not seen it in anything else, and it's so substantially different.
Yeah.
To like Promethea. It's like a city.
Yeah.
And then you kind of fuck around in the underbelly of the city, so that's pretty fun. Yeah. So it's noticeably different to Pandora, which I really like.
You immediately made me want
to
buy this on the way.
Well, if you do, we'll play it. Like, because it...
But then how do I play WoW?
That's a problem. WoW's not going anywhere.
I know. I don't want to fall behind the pack.
All right, well, in short, Borderlands 3 is more Borderlands.
Refined,
sure.
So far,
this is the problem. Like, there's some problems that I'm having with it, and I say these are personal problems, these are subjective problems, not objective.
Well,
problems.
Probably the thing I like the least about my time with Borderlands is the gunplay didn't feel great.
The gunplay feels better.
Adequate.
It feels better.
Okay.
It does certainly feel better.
Yeah.
And that is probably the thing that's pulling me through at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So aesthetically, the game uses the same sort of cel shaded look that it has in the past. So that's fine. There is a downside to that though.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this and I don't see it as anything amazing.
Mm.
Because the benefit of cel shading is it makes the game look way better and cleaner on old generations. Like Borderlands 1 and 2 looked better, sharper and cleaner than any other game at the time, because the art style made that possible, because it was so simplified. It actually made it pop, it made it look different, and it looked better than the polygonal
unique aesthetic.
Where now, in the world where we had the likes of Horizon Zero Dawn and God of War, these games look exceptionally realistic and awesome and stunning. And you look at Borderlands, you're like, oh, it looked the same as it did last year. Last generation. But like, I'm sure there's minor improvements here, but like from me playing it, once again, these are all subjective. I'm looking at it, I'm like, none of this is impressive. It looks all up the same.
But then if they did decide to go the realistic route, you may as well not call it Borderlands.
No, but I mean, like, I don't want ultra realism. I just mean by like, it doesn't feel like there's an improvement. Because
I'd say
there's only so much you can do to improve cell shading graphics.
But I'd say the improvements would come from your lighting and stuff.
Saying that, I played it at work.
Yeah.
And then I played it here at home.
Mm.
And once I booted up HDR, set the HDR settings corrected, so much better. Like, it still looks the same, but the lighting, as you mentioned, is totally where it's at. Like, once I got that HDR setting perfect, fuck, it looks so much better. So much better. Now, I'm playing this on the PS4 Pro, as I always do. So this does come with those two modes, performance and quality. If you play it on quality, game runs like butt.
Okay.
Frame drops all the time. It just kind of chugs unnecessarily. It's horrible. Put into performance mode, chugs less, but it's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, you still get moments of slowdown. I assume that will come in time. I think Digital Foundry put up some videos about how kind of iffy it is now. So there's that. It's problem number one. Yeah, so yeah, so if you have, having to put in performance mode does make it tidier, makes it run better. Yeah. It is on the Popsy account if you want to play it before you pay for it.
Maybe.
Yeah, story is like, I'm not feeling it.
I'd say the story's never been the main point.
Playing with people, massive fun, tons of fun as always.
Unless it's split screen.
So we played it. We tried to play it at work. Split screen couch co-op. Oh my god! The PS4 must exploded. Mm. Like, it's not like we run pros at work as well, and this was having a shit time to a point where I couldn't play it anymore because the low frame rate made me feel ill.
Do you think when it goes split screen, it's not like downscaling?
I think that's the case. It's trying to keep it at a particular level, and it has to double perform at 1080 or whatever. Yeah. And
then it's rendering twice the world.
Yeah. This is why I think we don't see couch co-op anymore, because they're not willing to drop that fidelity. Because, you know, like, saying that though, we played Call of Duty Black Ops 4 in couch co-op, and everything drops down, the render drops down, it looks kind of shitty, still runs like trash. So I think there's a situation of the games as they're made now the processing isn't there for couch co-op at this point.
Maybe next gen.
Maybe.
What are you playing? What class?
I am playing Zane. He is the Enforcer.
I don't know.
So he's Zane. Zane's the character. So there's the four. There's the Beastmaster. There's the guy that has the Can you pull up for me, please? I can't remember the name. So, Flack and... So I went with Zane because he uses cool little traps and drones and stuff. Here we go.
Amara, Flack, Mose...
Oh, so I'm the operative. There we go. It's not the enforcer, the operative. So I've also played as Mose, who's the gunner. Last night, Paul was playing as Flack, the Beastmaster. Mm-hmm. I'm yet to see anyone play as Amara, the Siren.
Yeah. What's the loot like?
Yeah, it's loot. It's fun. It's cool.
Drop pretty regularly.
Yeah, like, there's always shit falling down.
Have they improved the inventory management?
No, it's almost the same.
Borderlands 2 was fucking dog shit.
It was exactly the same.
Shit.
So this is the one. This is the point. I'm like the big point that I want to come out of this, and I imagine this is probably once again very subjective. Is I can, for the life of me, I cannot think why this game took 7 years from the second. Granted, Gearbox went and did, like, I don't know, was that game that sucked anus?
Battleborn.
Yeah. Like, there were things here, but I guarantee they've been at least pre-production for the longest window of time. Mm. There is nothing about here that feels innovative or impressive. Like, oh, we put a slide, you can now run and slide. Cool.
So you think they've played it safe?
Totally. Like, there's... In a world where looter shooters are so incredibly prominent, and they've been doing them better than Borderlands, I was hoping the Borderlands 3 would come out and deliver something so exceptional that it creates that new standard of looter shooters that the other guys, like that Borderlands 1 and 2 did.
But I suppose you're not going to see that until much, much later in the game. Like the end game.
Yeah, look, I'm sure there's some good stuff at the end that I've not got to yet. But as of right now, it does not feel like it feels like more Borderlands in a good and bad way. Like, if you love Borderlands and Borderlands is your favorite game of all fucking time, then yeah, you're going to shit your pants this because it's literally more of the same.
To be fair, I felt the same way about The Division 2 in the first 5 hours or so. I was like, yeah, this is.
And then it picked up.
But then when you get to 15, you're like, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know, it really took time for all those pieces to come together. To really show you what has changed, because at the start it's like this is pretty the same. So for comparison,
yeah, no, I appreciate
felt the same
it. Yeah.
With Division 2 and Division 1 initially.
Well, all I'm hoping is the same happens here. Mm. If in time I can be like, nope, and there's that turn. Mm. And I do think that turn is going to happen now. I think that turn is by going to these other planets and seeing different locations. I think that's where we're going to see the changes. Because up until last night when I went to this other place, I was on Pandora. Mm-hmm. And it felt like fucking Borderlands 2 and Borderlands 1. There was nothing different. But now that we're out gallivanting, I think that's where we're going to see those big changes. There is another thing as well that that I thought was, I giggled initially thinking it was just people having a whinge. Mm. So in some of the reviews, like PC game, whatever, and I think Polygon as well, they talked a lot about in their review of the humor of Borderlands and how it hasn't grown or changed. And which is interesting, because I thought that was just lefty bullshit. people just have something to cry about.
Yeah.
Playing the game for the 5 or so hours, whatever I've done, I have yet to laugh once at any of the dialogue. And like, and they're trying to be humorous. You can tell they're trying to be humorous. And if anything, it just comes off as cringy and gross. Oh. As in, like, I think it's more of a statement around me and how, like, my humor is still pretty immature, but it's bigger than this now. Like, once again, at work, we're playing it, and one of the characters called the other character a hair dick. They thought it was hysterical.
That's pretty funny.
I was like, hair dick. Really?
I think that's funny.
But even in the context of the delivery, it didn't land.
Yeah.
Like the word hair dick is quite funny.
Yeah.
But like in the context of how it was delivered in the game, it's like, oh. It's the same as when I played Youngblood with Wolfenstein. And like they're trying to deliver this sort of, you know, kids, like talking like kids. Mm. And it's, you listen and you go, oh fuck.
This dialogue was not written by kids.
Yeah, exactly. And like the dialogue here is just shoddy. Like it I'm still yet to laugh.
Fair enough.
That could be that could be me. Maybe I'm getting all fucking old and cynical and like get off my lawn shit, which it totally could be. But yeah, I guess maybe I'm not the demographic for that humor anymore. I think that's what it comes down to.
Sounds like you need a second opinion.
I do need a second opinion. Can you please play it?
I can come back and be like, this game is fucking hilarious.
That's what I want, and that's what I'm hoping. Because like, Dash is also a big cynical prick like me too, and he's had the same response. So like, in terms of that delivery, just done nothing for me. Absolutely nothing for me.
Flak looks fucking cool.
Flak is cool. The Beastmaster is awesome. Like, Padge could be having this like little spider crab thingy that would come out. That's my guy, Zane.
He looks lame.
You look lame.
I know. Because I look like Zane.
Any other questions or anything before I sit here and whinge about it some more?
Music?
Music's fine.
Borderlands 2 had great music.
Yeah, like that. I've no
like
issues
really
there.
Really good, like, when you go out, like, into the world, just this ambient kind of tunes playing, like on banjos and stuff. It's like, this really sets the mood very well.
Yeah, I've got no issue with that. It's kind of been really
jumped out to you?
No, nothing really jumped out at me. But
I know you don't particularly like listen to, except for Doom, but you don't really like taking the music. So you do podcasts and stuff a lot while you're playing.
Yeah, I do and I don't take it in. But so the problem is obviously last night we played for a big hunk of time with voice chat on, so voice chat was kind of most prominent.
Okay.
Saying that though, when we were playing Breakpoint, Ghost Recon's Breakpoint, we had headphones on, we were voice chatting, and we could notice music was fucked.
As in bad.
Like, you were just standing there in the forest, and it goes, dun dun, dun 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 dun, enemies nearby. I'm like,
they're like 400 yards.
And like, there's no one. The four of us are in this huddle like this. Like, there's two people there. We're like, it's not as if one of us has spooked someone. Like,
there's a spider on the tree behind
you. Yeah, and like it would just, and when we're in the battle though, it's like, I just obliterating a stronghold. It's like, everyone's dead, and it's like, so no, I'm not noticing anything like that. So I assume that's a positive.
That's it from me, man.
Yeah, look, I will be playing with this some more. I'm not giving up on it yet. I do hope there is a turning point in the near future. Yeah, it's tough for me.
You said it.
I haven't said it in a while. Ages. It's tough.
There was a point where we were going to put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
With two hands like this.
Yeah, the issue is...
Sorry, the shirt could be taken as like a religious shirt. Like someone's praying like, it's tough. It's like, oh, you'll be okay, buddy.
Yeah, I know, it's tough. Power of Jesus. The difficulty is the game is mechanically solid. And that's awesome. So like if you were to rate it, it would never get lower than like a 7 because the game functions fucking awesomely. Like aside from those a lot of the performance hitchy stuff, but the actual moment to moment stuff is awesome. But it's the layering on that moment to moment. It's just like, yeah, cool, this plays as well as it used to.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'm not seeing this massive progression that a maximum of 7 years of development time would need.
But then you have to ask yourself if that progression was necessary in particular as well. So you don't want to innovate for the sake of it. That's what Call of Duty did, and look where they ended up.
That's very true. I did reach out to the community and to ask what they thought about Division 2. Division 2. I'm like, why are you talking about Division 2? I'm like, shut up. About Borderlands.
Game's good, shut up.
About Borderlands 3. So Lee jumped in. He goes, I played the first 2 hours of Borderlands 3 on a stream last night and loved every minute of it. The gunplay is smooth and is so satisfying. Definitely an improvement on number 2 and the pre-sequel. Cool.
Pre-sequel was dog shit.
But in terms of Borderlands 1 Game of the Year, they released earlier this year. When I played that, I'm more than certain it uses the Borderlands 3 engine. So for those that haven't played number 1 and would like to see what the series started, it's a great way to spend $40. Otherwise, just watch a video on the history of Borderlands to get yourself caught up and see. So he's saying that the original, the remake-y, remastery thing that came out this year plays the same way, which is fine. Cool.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm glad people are digging it. Like in terms of average review scores, everyone's about 9s or whatever. There's a couple of slip ones. Now, one thing I also want to mention on this as well. So only select outlets got review codes prior to release, even the day before release. And this all came around the eye. So if you looked at Metacritic prior to release day, there were 13 different outlets that have reviewed the game. And normally you're looking at like 70, 80 plus outlets on Metacritic, right?
Yeah.
So 2K went out of their way, 2K as a whole company in Australia, like 2K as a whole, went out of their way to intentionally select people to review that game. People that were too big to say no to, or people that they know could get a positive response. My issue with playing it now, nothing here seems so integral, seems so important that they had to do this because as for what they quote, security concerns. Nothing here seems to be needed to be that kept hush-hush.
I don't know. Well, they did send those two agents to that guy's house.
Yeah.
You know, so they're...
As of right now, what's the fear? Is like, hey, everyone on the internet, I'm the guy from the Made the Borderlands channel and everything's the same as Borderlands 2. Thank you very much. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, from what I'm playing, I'm like, none of this needed to be kept secret. Like, I understand that, you know, there was the concerns and whatnot, but like, all it's done is it add additional negative press. Like, it's being review bombed right now on like wherever the place is, like Steam's. Oh, it's not on Steam's. Like, everyone's like shit on the Epic Game Store stuff. There's a lot of layers here that seemed...
Why is it getting review bombed?
Ah, because people are mad about it being on Epic. Yeah, Randy Pitchford, Epic Game Store. People just bitching and whinging.
Oh, the internet.
Yeah. The internet being the internet again.
Alex just sent me this for no reason.
Kids are weird.
10-year-old human.
Yeah.
All right, you got any more to say about that?
No, I have more to say in the future. Let us know what you thought of Borderlands 3. If you're playing it, you're checking it out. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me that I'm wrong. Please tell me that I'm wrong, because I'd like to know why I'm wrong.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Sweet. I'm very keen for you to check it out and see how it goes.
I'll get it on the download tonight.
So you're gonna trial it on the Popsy account first, and then
it's
worth your dollaries.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Dollars are tight, so they need to be spent smartly.
That's true. That is very correct.
And that WoW sub,
shit's expensive. Shit's expensive. And like the that WoW lifestyle,
also expensive. All right.
Oh yeah, so but like Borderlands 3 came out last week, and what if you're like, this game sucks balls, I'm already done with it. What games are coming out this week, Josh, in a section we call Coming to the Players?
New PlayStation games for September 17th, 2019. AI, The Somnium Files, PS4 Digital and Retail. Bus Simulator, PS4 Digital.
Sick.
Castle Crashers, Remastered, PS4 Digital. A lot of people super keen on that.
That was an old Xbox Live game.
Yeah. One of the first, I think.
Yeah, I remember being incredibly popular.
Gnome's Garden Lost King, PS4 digital. Groundhog Day, Like Father, Like Son, PSVR.
Yeah, so it's like a semi-sequel to the movie starring Bill Murray.
Dumb. Inferno 2, PS4 digital. Lost Castle, PS4 digital. Masira, PS4 digital. Mowing and Throwing.
Another PS4 game with gnomes digital. In it. Must be Gnome Week. Mm.
Mutazione, PS4 digital. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the Right Winged Witch.
Oh.
Wrath of the White Witch remastered, PS4 digital and retail. Niflheim, PS4 digital. Overland, PS4 digital. Rebel Cops, PS4
What's Rebel digital. Cops? Okay.
Lead a ragtag squad of cops in rebellion against their town's new criminal power and see how long you can hold out in this unforgiving turn-based spin-off game from This Is the Police.
Oh!
You'll be desperately short on supplies and a single shot can cost a cop his life. Well, there you go.
There you go! I'm going to go check out Rebel Cops.
Sayonara Wild Hearts, PS4 digital. Scheming Through the Zombie Apocalypse, The Beginning, PS4 digital. The Sojourn, PS4 digital. Truck Driver, PS4 digital and retail.
Mm.
Witching Tower VR, PSVR digital. There's a lot of games.
Nothing of major note.
You know, Ni No Kuni, if you missed it on PS3, which I did, but I'm still not going to play it. But I know it's supposed to be pretty good. And Rebel Cops, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm just having a look, see if I can...
See if you can
do a sneaky. Nope, no, I can't. So I went. I went to the place because the
who's distributing it?
Yeah, because like they used. I think This Is the Police came through this one particular path,
right?
And they don't have it, so
okay.
I'm gonna have to pay for like a chump.
That PlayStation conversation. You have anything more to say?
No.
Happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Standard Time. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Separate words, not one, like I just said it as. Monday morning, 9 a.m. Australian time on YouTube. Or 8 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, Discord, comment below. Feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturists. Head over there, check out the tiers. Might be something there that interests you.
If you support us on Patreon, you can watch us record the show live as it happens over at Patreon. So go, yeah, any dollar value, get yourself a nice little sneaky fucking link, and you can come watch us record this show. Or you can also come and watch us record The Young and the Wrestlers. If you want to support us in a more one-off fashion, head over to popculturist.com/shop. You can buy shirts like that one on the ground.
Yeah.
Other assorted shit with our logos on it. We are from the Twitch at twitch.tv/thepopculturist. And something we always fail to do. If you do like this show, give it a like. Maybe subscribe. Maybe go to your podcast service of choice. Maybe give us some 5-star reviews. Maybe leave a comment saying, oh man, this channel, these shows, really fucking awesome. Apparently we forget to do that all the time. So wait, stop checking out my downloads.
This channel really sucks. Listen to them to see how bad they are.
Still a comment. Thank you very much for your time. But yeah, tell us, get the love out there. Go check us out. Yeah, go check out this week's episode of Dash Culture, which I'm on, and I think I'm pretty much just bitched about Ghost Recon Breakpoint. That was fun.
Did it break you?
I pushed it.
Broken by Breakpoint.
Yeah, I think I caught. No, that was cool a strain. It was a hit reaching the breaking point. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was For the Players. It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks. I'd say it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
4 The Players, the Pop Culturist PlayStation podcast is fan-supported at patreon.com/thepopculturist. And we'd like to thank our Patreon producers and our Patreon founders for their kindness, their support, and their generosity. Our Patreon founders, Alf the Ferret, Craig O'Flaherty, David Chataway, Jesse Stevenson, and Jacob Garner. And our Patreon producers, AJ Abatomi, Damien Holdies, Kyle Dunn, Lee Winterchauvin, Nathan Massetti, Paul James, Pure Mongrel, and Sean Levitt.